Don't touch that dial. Listen to Blondie. And now, Special Service takes you soldiers, sailors, and Marines for a visit with the Bumsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. Come on in and say hello to Blondie, Dagwood, and the rest of the Bumstead household.
As though things are going to start popping in the Bumstead home. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and Dagwood is stamping up the walk looking pretty mad about something. If we could listen to what's going on in his mind, it would sound something like this. In a word, Dagwood is furious. He pounds up the front steps, but slips on a toy Jeep that just happens to be there.
Oh. I'm so mad I could cry. Oh.
Now, Dad, would you're too old to be sitting on the sidewalk playing with Alexander's toy.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, give me strength.
Come on in the house.
Yeah. Don't worry. I am coming in the house.
Oh, what's the matter, Dagwood?
I have something to talk over with you, Mrs. Bumstead.
Uh-oh.
You're not kidding. Now, Blondie, I got a notice this morning from the city tax collector that we owe some money on the lot I never even heard of.
Oh, dear.
I knew you didn't own a lot on the other side of town, so I went right down and told the tax collector about it. I called him a swindler, a crook, and a bum.
Dagwood, what happened?
Well, he proved to me that you did own a lot, and then he threw me out of his office. I had no idea a tax collector could be so muscular. Now, what I want to know is, Mrs. Bumstead, is do you or don't you own a lot?
Yes, I do, Dagwood.
Oh, Blondie.
Well, I've had the lot for over a year, but I was afraid to tell you about it.
Who did you buy the lot from? That doesn't answer my question.
Well, Dagwood's cousin Edgar sold it to me. He wanted me to loan him some money, and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
So instead of loaning him the money, I bought the lot from him.
How much?
$50.
Where did Cousin Edgar get a lot?
Well, he told me he inherited it from his uncle, Sir Lazarus Slocum.
I don't believe it.
Told me that a man gave him the lot because he saved the life of a man's little son.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. How did he really get it?
Well, I found out later that he had bought it from someone else for $18.
That I believe.
Well, I couldn't help it, Dagwood. Cousin Edgar needed the money, and he looked so sad and pitiful, and he kept telling me how wonderful our children were, and how I didn't look a day older than 16, and the next thing I knew, I owned the lot.
Yeah. Blondie, you knew that your cousin Edgar was a swindler.
I know, Dagwood, but he said such nice things while he was swindling me.
Yeah. Blondie, how could you do a thing like this without consulting me? I'm a businessman. I know all about real estate.
Like the time you bought that lot that was completely underwater. The time you bought that lot on top of a mountain, and the only way you could get to it was to be dropped by parachute.
That's how I learned about real estate. And that lot on top of the mountain might be all right someday.
Now, we'll have to wait for helicopters.
Wait a minute. Do you know the size of your lot?
Well, not exactly, Dagwood. When I bought it, I just signed a lot of papers and gave him the $50. I thought we might build a house on it someday.
Ha!
Well, how big is it?
It's 150 feet long.
It Why, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and 4 feet wide. And that lot isn't even wide enough for a double bed.
I guess I should have read those papers.
Yeah. The only one you could sell that lot to is the Thin Man.
Dagwood?
Now, wait a minute. Now, don't cry about it, Blondie.
Oh, I can't help it.
Now, don't, Blondie. How can I be mad at you if you're crying? You're making me feel like a heel.
Well, that's why I'm crying.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I owned a big lot, and all it is a little sliver.
Yeah, it's just something the real
dream.
Estate... Yeah, it's just something the real estate people left on the side of their plate. It's lot number 54 in Section S. Have you ever seen it, Blondie?
No.
Well, neither have I. We might as well go over and see it and both have a good cry.
My eyes still look red, Dagwood.
Oh, no, they're all right now, honey.
Oh, well, then we can go outside and get in the car.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, there's Fuddle raking up his leaves.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, hi, Fuddle.
Hello, Jackie, old boy. Hello, Blondie, old girl. Hello, Blondie.
Hello, Mr. Fuddle.
Where you going?
We're just going over to look over a little piece of property that we own. Well, see you later, Fudd.
Oh, wait just a minute, Daddy. Mr. Fuddle, would you be interested in buying a lovely lot?
No, thank you, Blondie. I'd rather lose my money some other way. You don't happen to be talking about lot 54 in Section S.
Did you say Section F?
No, not F as in fathead, but S as in sucker.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Huh? Did you say that's the lot?
Yeah.
Hello, sucker.
It's Blondie's lot.
Hello, Mrs. Bumstead.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Fuddle. How did you know it was that lot?
Oh, that's the lot I sold your cousin Edgar for $18.
I should have known you were responsible for all this, Fuddle. How much did you pay for it?
$7. And boy, did I get robbed. What did you pay for it?
Well, Blondie paid...
Dagwood, don't you dare tell him.
Well, she paid a certain amount of money.
Well, if you paid over 75 cents, you've been swindled.
What's the lot like, Fuddle, huh?
It's like nothing you've ever seen before. It overlooks the city dump.
I guess that wouldn't be much of a view.
Well, you could sit on your property with a pair of field glasses and read the labels on old tomato cans.
Oh, dear.
And Dagwood could go out there on Sunday afternoons and have a good time slugging rats.
What's the view in the other direction?
There isn't any. You're right smack up against the factory.
Oh, Dagwood.
No, just control yourself, honey. It may turn out to be all right.
What an optimist.
Huh?
Owning that lot is the closest thing to owning no property at all. You'll hate it. You'll go nuts trying to get rid of it. No one will take it even for a gift.
Yeah, now, never mind, Fuddle. Just lay off. Yeah, how did you get to the lot anyway?
Oh, that's easy. On account of the factory. You go out to the end of Whittlesey Street until you hear the noise of the factory. Mm. And you keep going toward the noise. And when it gets so loud, you can't stand it anymore. That's your lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what if the factory isn't running at the moment, huh?
Well, in that case, just follow the smell of the city dump. You can't miss it.
Doesn't sound as though my property is good for anything.
Well, you might breed mosquitoes on it.
Now, see what you did, Fuddle. Go on. Get back to raking up your leaves and burning them. Go ahead.
I'm not going to burn the leaves. I'm just going to get them in a pile over here and let the wind blow them onto your lawn.
All right, Fuddle. Take off your coat.
Huh?
Settle it right now. Come on. Well, okay, Ronnie, I'll settle with him later. Yeah, we'll go and see what the lot really does look like. Well, it's this alley the trucks have been running up and down.
Look at that big chimney, Sue. Yeah. It's right next to my lot. Mm. And if it ever fell down, I wouldn't have any lot left. Just look at the soot coming down. Yeah. Oh, wait till I get my hands on Cousin Edgar.
Yeah, well, a view's a little better looking towards the city dump, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it's interesting, but it isn't very inspiring.
Hey, don't look out. Here comes the truck.
Well, they have this right to run over my property.
Blondie, don't argue with the truck. It's heavier than you.
Oh, don't you dare honk at me like that.
Get out of the way, will you?
Look out, Blondie.
Oh, that was a close
shot. Oh, they can't do that to me. I won't stand for it. They can't take me off my own property.
They did it.
Well, I won't stand for it. I'm going in to see the president of this factory.
Okay, well, the secretary said for us to go right through this door.
All right, Dagwood.
Yeah. Ah, are you Mr. and Mrs. Bumstead?
Yes, and we
I'm
are...
Mr. Hooligan. Don't laugh. Don't smile either, Mr. Bumstead.
Oh, excuse me.
As president of the factory, I can give you exactly 1 minute and 20 seconds of my valuable time.
That won't be enough, Mr. Hooligan. I happen to...
Yes, I know, I know. That lot next to my factory.
Yes, and when your trucks go by, they squeeze me right off my property.
Amusing, isn't it?
Well, what's funny about it? We almost got run over by one of your trucks.
Well, I suggest that in the future you avoid such unpleasant possibilities by staying off your property.
Are you telling me to stay off my property?
Precisely. You may not know it, Mrs. Bumstead, but when you bought that property, you signed a little paper allowing us free passage of our trucks. We made a little deal with a former owner, Edgar Slocum.
But when your trucks are passing over my property, there's nothing else left for me to stand on.
As I said before, amusing, isn't it?
Look out, I'll handle this, Ronnie. Come on, Hooligan. Put up your dukes and fire like a man. Come on.
Now,
come on.
Exactly.
Come on, just make a pass.
Mr. Bumstead, if you so much as touch me, I'll sue you down to your last suit of underwear.
I take it all back.
Mr. Hooligan, I'm willing to sell you the property for exactly what I paid for it.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, I'm not willing to buy it. Uh-huh. I'm very happy with things the way they are.
But what can I do with the property?
You can pay taxes on it. Now your time is up. Good day.
Mr. Hooligan, if you think you can talk like this to us and get away with it, you're very much mistaken. I may have signed papers and all that, but you can't tell me you can practically occupy my property without my permission. If you're not going to be nice about this, we'll show you we can play the same game with you. Won't we, Dagwood?
You're doggone right we will.
You will what?
Well, we'll do what my wife said. That's what we'll do.
We're going out your door now, Mr. Hooligan, but we'll be back. And when we do, you'll be very sorry you treated us the way you have. Come on, Dagwood. Let's go to the courthouse and talk to the judge. Goodbye, Mr. Hooligan.
Yeah, goodbye. Hey, she walked into a clothes closet. Hey, let us out of here.
Walked into the closet.
Well, thank you just the same, Judge Spicer.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye. See, Blondie, I told you the judge couldn't do anything about it.
Well, it never hurts to ask. After this, I'm going to be more careful about what I find.
Yeah.
Hello, Blondie. Hello, Dagwood.
It's Harlow Wilcox. Maybe I can sell the lot to him, huh?
Hi, Harlow, old boy.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi.
Harlow, old palsy-walsy, huh? Say, would you be interested in buying a nice piece of property, huh?
Well, that depends. Is it a big lot that I could stretch out on?
That depends on which way you're lying.
Oh, Dagwood, it isn't really fair to try to sell it to Mr. Wilcox.
Huh?
If he laid down on that lot with his feet to the factory, his head would overlap the city dump.
Oh, by the way, Dagwood.
Huh?
You don't happen to own lot 54 in section S, do you?
That's it, Mr. Wilcox.
It sounded like it. Well, there's nothing you can do about selling that lot but wait for another sucker to come along.
Yeah. I was hoping you would fit the description.
No, thanks. As a matter of fact, I've already owned that lot.
Huh?
I sold it to Mr. Fuddle for $7.
Oh, goodness. How much did you buy it for?
$3. Did I ever get taken? See you later, Paul.
Well, anyway, Blondie, the price on that lot seems to be going up.
I think I paid just about the ceiling price, Dagwood. Well, maybe I can bluff that, Mr. Hooligan. I'm going to go back there and put up a big post with a no trespassing sign on it. Is in deep enough now, Dagwood?
No, Blondie. You'd better give it a couple more hits.
All right.
Yeah, I'll hold it there. There. That's fine now.
Hey, what's going on here?
Uh-huh.
Oh. We're putting up a keep off this means you sign, Mr. Hooligan, and it does mean you.
Yeah. You're standing on our property right now, Mr. Hooligan, so beat it.
Trying to bluff me, huh?
Bluff you nothing. I've just come from having a little talk with Judge Schweitzer, and, you're going to be very surprised when you hear what his decision was.
I'll say you will. He said that you couldn't drive another truck over our property here.
And you'd better tell your truck drivers before you get into trouble.
I was afraid you might go to see Judge Schweitzer.
Yeah, you can't put anything over on us, Bumstead.
So I called up Judge Schweitzer, and he told me I was perfectly within my rights.
You called up Judge Schweitzer?
Yes, Mrs. Bumstead. You're being very annoying about this strip of land that's 150 feet by 4 feet. And if you bother me anymore, I'll have my men shovel your whole lot right into the city dump.
And now look here, Mr. Hooligan.
And you along with it, Mr. Bumstead. Don't pay any attention to that sign, Joe. Run right over it.
Okay, boy.
Putting up that sign was a waste of time, wasn't it, Mrs. Bumstead? Good day.
Oh, that man makes me so mad I could tear him limb from joint.
Yes. It would do him a world of good. Hey, well, wait a minute. Here comes Mr. Hooligan back again.
Oh, Mrs. Bumstead, you bought the lot from Edgar Slocum for $50, didn't you?
Yes.
My time's valuable. I can't be running out here every minute. So I'll give you $25 for this lot.
Oh, will you take it, Blondie? That's about $30 more than it's worth.
I won't sell it for less than I paid for it.
Oh, no.
Mrs. Bumstead, you're a very stupid woman.
No, now, Blondie, I... Hey, that did it. Okay, Hooligan.
Oh, you want to fight, huh? Well, I'll... Oh, my eyes!
Well, my wife's stupid, huh? Well, here's another one for the other eye.
You pay for this, you fool!
Oh, you can't talk to my husband like that!
Don't hit me again!
Well, now beat it, Hooligan. Go on.
I'm going to shoot you for a stolen battery.
Yeah.
I'll take every last cent away from you.
Dagwood, yes. You were wonderful.
Yes. You're welcome. It was a pleasure. I enjoyed it immensely.
So did I.
Yeah. Let's do it again sometime, huh?
There he is, men. Go get him.
Oh, huh? Dagwood, here comes Mr. Hooligan's truck driver. Jump for your life. Here, Dagwood. Sign this one, too.
Oh, right here?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now everything I own is in your name, honey. Except my last suit of underwear. I think the law allows me to keep a pair of shorts.
Mr. Hooligan can sue and sue, but the only thing he can do is have you thrown in jail.
Yeah, that's a good one, aren't you? Is he, huh?
You know, you did sort of beat him up, my hero.
Oh, it was nothing. And you kind of helped, too.
Yes.
You kicked him.
Oh, dear. He can sue me, too.
Oh, I never thought of that. Hey, we'd better put all the property and stuff in Alexander's name. And maybe Daisy's, too. Oh, no, I guess not. I'll go out and get Alexander right now. I'll show that guy Hooligan.
You'll show that guy Hooligan what?
Yeah. Oh, hello, Mr. Hooligan. Hey. Who are all these people with you, huh?
My entire legal staff, 3 process servers, and 4 of my nastiest truck drivers. Joe, you and the boys wait outside. I'll call you if I need you.
Okay, boys.
Well, won't you come right in, Mr. Hooligan? We were just talking about you, weren't we, Blondie? We've just decided to give you the lot if you won't bother about suing us. That's fair, isn't it, huh?
No.
Dagwood, we're not going to give him that lot.
Oh, yes, we are, Blondie. Don't you remember? Remember?
No, I don't remember. But we're not going to give him that lot no matter what happens.
Well, Blondie, you wouldn't want to see me in jail. It would be awful. I might have a long number that I wouldn't be able to remember. And a bank robber for a roommate and...
I'd love to see you in the jug.
Oh, don't worry, Dagwood. Mr. Hooligan isn't going to sue you.
Yeah.
At least I don't think he is.
Oh, yes, I am.
You are.
Unless you want to settle out of court right now for $1,000.
Oh.
Mr. Hooligan, I'm going to sell you my lot for $1,000.
But Blondie, are you all right?
Of course I am, Dad.
Are you sure you haven't skipped your gears?
Quite sure. Mr. Hooligan, that chimney of yours must be 75 feet tall, isn't it?
It's 85 feet tall.
Well, that's just lovely. Because you're going to have to shave off 2 feet of it all the way up to the top.
Do what?
I happen to notice that chimney overlaps my property by at least 2 feet. Tomorrow I'm going to get a court order that will make you take off every bit of that chimney that's on my property. Ha ha
ha. Bonnie, you're wonderful.
I certainly am.
Now, Mrs. Bumstead, you wouldn't do that. That's taking an unfair advantage of me.
You are so right.
But I couldn't take 2 feet off the chimney.
You will have to anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to be tough about this, Mr. Hooligan. And you can just sit down and try to be charming.
Yeah, and let us insult you for change.
Mr. Bumstead, I'd be delighted to call the lawsuit off right away.
Yeah, gee, Blondie, it's amazing how friendly people can get when you're holding an axe over their head. They soften right up.
I'm also going to sell this lot of mine, but I can't decide whether to sell it for $100.
Sold.
Or $200.
Sold.
Or $500.
Sold.
Or $10,000.
Sold. Oh, please, Mr. Bumstead, have mercy.
Ha, 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 oh, boy.
Come to think about it, Mr. Hooligan, maybe I ought to make you tear that chimney down just as a lesson to you, to be more polite to people and have a little more respect for their rights.
No, no, Mrs. Bumstead, please don't do that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, if you're going to apologize, you might as well do it right. Down on your knees.
Yes, sir.
Boy, how I'm loving this.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and you're going to be a good boy?
Oh, yes, sir. Will you please accept my most humble apology?
Well, we'll think it over.
And in the meantime, Mr. Hooligan, I'm going to lease my lot to you for $500 a year.
Sold. I'll come around first thing tomorrow with my lawyer and a check.
Oh, we'll supply the lawyer. You just bring the check.
Fine. Sold. Good day.
Goodbye.
Now, don't change your mind.
Oh, no.
I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Holy smoke, Blondie.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful? I'm going to sit right down and write a letter to Cousin Edgar. Maybe he's got some more lots he'd like to sell me.
Blondie Show was rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Special Service After Show. Here's Charlie Spivak, his trumpet, and his orchestra.
Thank you.